Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
Bursting China's bubble.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Over the past year, China's stock market has doubled in value. But no market can keep going like that. And today, an absolute rout erased $107 billion. Shanghai's index plunged nearly 9%, its biggest drop in more than a decade. And get this, besides just cashing in, investors were also worried China's government will crack down on illegal share offerings. They've helped the Chinese market get to this point. Wall Street's slump continued yesterday. The Dow dropped another 15 points to 12,632. The Nasdaq fell off 10 to 2504. The S&P 500 dipped a point to 1449. The EU may move closer today to a Europe-wide penalty for counterfeiting and piracy. Our correspondent Stephen Beer joins us from London. Stephen, what are the particulars?
This measure, if passed, would impose and harmonize a Europe-wide criminal penalty for counterfeiting and intellectual piracy. And we'd be talking about up to 4 years in jail and fines of up to $120,000. Three times that amount, $360,000, if it's organized crime involved or there's a risk to health and safety in counterfeited goods.
Well, Stephen, how bad of a problem is counterfeiting in Europe?
It is particularly a problem in Britain, actually. You go to markets here and you'll see designer handbags, jewelry, cosmetics, perfumes, all branded, but the branding is not what it seems. They are, in fact, fake. It's a huge industry in the UK. They reckon that the profits from counterfeiting are something like $17 or $18 billion a year.
Okay, Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Scott.
Stephen Beard in London. Here in the States, a bill modeled after a British law may be introduced in Congress this week. The chairman of the House Financial Services Committee wants to give shareholders a say on CEO pay. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Democratic Congressman Barney Frank says more pay doesn't necessarily mean better performance. He says some of the money paid to CEOs like ex-Home Depot head Bob Nardelli could have been better spent. So he's introducing legislation that's similar to a UK law.
The owners of the corporation, the shareholders, should have the right to give their opinion to the board of directors annually on the compensation, but as in England, it won't be binding on them.
But Peter Wallison of the American Enterprise Institute says such a law would be a mistake.
A shareholder, just like a constituent of a congressman, doesn't really have a very good idea of what being a CEO or a senior official of a corporation involves.
He says people who aren't familiar with the day-to-day workings of a company aren't qualified to weigh in on salary decisions. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Reuters, delivering news and information that reaches over a billion people every day. Before it's news, it's Reuters. Science and technology reports are supported by Boston Scientific, committed to delivering what's next in medical technology to help clinicians improve and extend lives. BostonScientific.com.
This morning, we'll get the latest numbers on existing home sales. Probably yet another sign about the cooling housing market. Buying up a bunch of homes or several apartment buildings may no longer seem like a surefire investment. But we're here to tell you about a place of the real estate in the real estate market that's fairly certain to pay off. Here's Alex Cohen.
This is considered a loft, even though it has a separate bedroom. So when you come in the front door, you've got your storage. You
could use Realtor Sandy Pope like shows off a condo in Austin, Texas. This unit lists for $200,000, even though it's only 750 square feet. But it's perfect for students. It comes with a high-speed internet connection, there's a pizza place on the ground floor, a bus stop right outside, and the University of Texas campus is just a few blocks away.
Most college students They don't have cars, they have bicycles, or they walk. So all of this is really close.
Places like these are in high demand. This year, there are 50,000 students attending UT, but only enough on-campus housing for 7,000 of them. That means there's about 7 students for every 1 dorm bed. Those are just the kind of numbers you should be looking for if you want to invest in student housing, says Michael Zaransky, CEO of Prime Property Investors in Chicago. Zaransky notes a number of factors make now a smart time to invest.
Universities are facing severe budget crisis, and they simply don't have the money to build more dorms to meet the demand for housing of students.
And he adds, the influx of university students will swell over the next few years as the 80 million Americans who make up the so-called Echo Boomer generation come of age. For those looking to invest in student housing, Zaransky advises buying west of the Mississippi.
The Sun States, in particular, are growing very rapidly, like California and Texas and Florida. So those public universities in those places present the greatest opportunity for investors.
But investors should keep in mind that students aren't like other tenants, and the turnover rate can be high, cautions Jim Arbery, senior vice president of the National Multi-Housing Council.
The school year starts usually in August or September, and unlike normal apartment properties where you would be leasing units all year long, if your units are not totally leased up by the start of the school year, chances are it sits vacant.
If your timing's right, though, the investment can pay off in more ways than one. For instance, Arbery says he bought a single-family home for his son when he was a freshman at Colorado State University and sold it once he graduated. And he adds the profit he made was enough to cover 4 years of tuition. I'm Alex Cohen for Marketplace.
Toyota is reportedly building a sport utility vehicle plant in Mississippi. This would be the 8th plant in North America for Toyota. It'll build Highlander SUVs. It'll come online in about 2 years and create 2,000 jobs. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.